Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Kurma Vipra. When Mahaprabhu decided to deliver the people of the south, he left Puri on the pretext of going on pilgrimage in the month of Vaishakh. At Nityanand Prabhu's request, he accepted Krishna Das Vipra as a servant, distributing prema to all as he passes. He arrived in the place known as Kurma Sthan, where he bestowed his blessings on the Vedic Brahmin, also named Kurma. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has not given anything more than this Brahmin's name in his account of this event in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Though many devotees descended to this world to participate in the Lord's pastimes, the worldly identity of many of them remains unfortunately unknown. There is not much possibility that historians will ever be able to unearth any more information about this Kurma Vipra's background. Detailed knowledge about the Lord's associates, worldly identifies is far less important, however, than the lessons which we are taught through their saintly lives. Mahaprabhu was influenced by the intense devotion of Kurma Vipra to accept his service. He was fortunate enough to be able to take the Lord to his house, where he washed his feet and gave the holy water to all his family members to drink. He gave the Lord to eat and ate his remnants as Mahaprasad. In that village, there was a Vedic Brahmin named Kurma. He respectfully invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home. He washed the Lord's lotus feet and drank the water with his family members. With great affection and respect, he gave Mahaprabhu all kinds of foods to eat. After that, all the members of the family shared his remnants, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.7.121-3. The Brahmin glorified Mahaprabhu, pleasing him, but as the Lord left, he was unable to bear the thought of being separated from him. He asked the Lord for permission to accompany him, but the Lord denied it, telling him to stay at home and chant the names of Krishna, and then to take the role of an acharya and preach the holy names to others. The Lord said, "Never make such a suggestion again. You should rather remain at home and constantly chant the holy names of Krishna. Instruct whomever you see in the religion of Krishna. Become a spiritual master on my order and deliver everyone in this land. Do this and you will never again be entangled in the waves of material life. Indeed, you will have my company again here in this very place," as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.7.127-9. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has elaborated on this instruction to Kurma Vipra in his Anubhashya as follows. "For those who are determined to abandon everything to take shelter of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve him exclusively, the Lord here gives the instruction to remain in the home, that is, to give up the pride of being a heroic performer of bhajan and to adopt a regular practice of chanting the holy names of Krishna in the home and with full humility, which is characterized by remaining in the householder's life. Instruct others in chanting the holy names. If one takes up the duties of a spiritual master in this way, he will never become entangled in the waves of materialistic life in the form of the desire of self-aggrandizement. Many foolish people think that it is an impediment to spiritual practice to teach through writing books as Roop Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jeev Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami have done, or by taking on large numbers of disciples like Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya or Narottam Das Thakur. Indeed, these less intelligent persons even claim that such activities are material entanglements by adhering to these erroneous